Hey, this is Weston Cutter, and I'm going to read these two poems. The first one's called A Defense of Kissing Despite Massive Evidence to the Contrary, and it's a pretty straightforward sort of love poem, I guess. Once when you said, I'm hungry, someone kissed you as if tongues were ever enough food, lips and intentions of bliss, low gutturals broken because vowels seem so flimsy. And how many times will you say country instead of the name you miss so, like the color green or the number 11, or the gun you were taught so well to fire, age 9, how when you sighted down the barrel as you pointed at the sun, you knew you'd never hit it, ever, but still you had to try. And the next one is called Last Prayer of Summer, and it's for a really good friend named Jameson and a friend named Jesse. Last Prayer of Summer. God of lightning bolts and butter churns, these hands felt the bread rise, then broke the cantaloupe and split the strawberries. Now teach the final conjugation, the past tense of love. And God of cooking grease and red thread, share new parables of wine and risings. You've taken her from my touch. Allow my heart summer to finish as I eat this meal that tastes of yesterday, of autumn. And God of stopped watches, the cup empty of sugar. I don't believe it's a shattered world, despite these songless guitar hands. The cold that knows my name. All your heart-shaped fruit, so blood red and devourable, dressed in finest thorns. Amen. Thanks very much.